the text of our scripture passage today is found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to verse 7, and then verse 14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of signs of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." This is a very interesting thing. Earthquakes, not at one point, but it heads out to many places, like the tsunami. It goes all over the Indian Ocean. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Now verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations." This is the emphasis, that the gospel must reach many nations, and then shall the end come. The title of my message is "Four Earthquakes in 3 months." From the tsunami of December 26 last year to March 28 this year, when a fourth earthquake with a rating of 8.7, this is very high on the Richter scale, struck the little-known island of Sumatra called Nias, with 1,000 dead. In between the second quake, which killed 500 in Iran, and the third one that shook Japan soon after that, and then the fourth one, it reached even Kuala Lumpur or Petaling Jaya, that broke gaps were found. Don't let us forget that earthquakes nowadays run wild and we must be prepared for anyone that comes over our beloved Singapore. What does this mean? Every earthquake says to us, we are closer to the end of the world and to the coming of Christ. That we have 4 earthquakes in 3 months shows that our Lord can come any time now. That is not what I say. The Lord doesn't argue with you. You must always be ready at any moment for His coming. You cannot say, oh, He will not come. As it is written in 2 Peter chapter 3. And they will scoff that Jesus will not come again. You know why? Because He has not come. What an argument. And an English missionary of our church, in the days when the missionaries ruled, said the same thing and laughed. And Peter says, don't scorn and take for granted. Our Lord can come very soon, any time now. And we must be ready. What we must be ready about? We must work the work that He has commanded us to do during this time of waiting. The work that Jesus wants us to do is redoubled evangelism and missions. Because the most significant verse of the passage that I have just read is Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then the end will come. I'm glad to give you the statistics that the church is redoubling. I feel that now the church, especially in the work of missions and evangelism, is going out. So that according to an American report, there are 400,000 missionaries today. And according to a Korean report, 12,000 Korean missionaries have gone into 120 countries. Between China and Korea, there is a saying, wherever you go in the world, you'll find a Chinese restaurant. Wherever you go in the world, you are sure to find a Korean church. This is marvelous. From my own experience, leading trips to the Holy Land, and we included Greece in our itinerary. I was so surprised when I went to the Korean Evangelical Church in Athens that Sunday. Somebody came and said, Of course, you're our friend. Do come. Well, he was one who was a leader in the Korean church worshipping now in Life Church. And he said, please come and say a few words of greetings. And then when I came to Bethlehem, our own church, Baraka Bible Presbyterian, with Palestinians also worshipping there. This Korean pastor will come from Jerusalem with his friends. He said, oh, I'm glad you come again, and you have come to listen to your message. Well, because Bethlehem and Jerusalem are very close, only 5 miles, so you can easily come down and worship with us. Now our Far Eastern Bible College is witnessing. We have a student body of 114 students. We are upgrading several Bible colleges. One in Burma, one in Indonesia, one in Nairobi, Kenya, the Bible College of East Africa, and the last one, the Tanzania Bible College. And we are helping them to build and a member of True Life Churches offered them $8,000 to help them. Well, this shows me of the zeal of God's children. Now it is mentioned that the work must convert other nationalities especially. When we are upgrading at a foreign Bible college, they're bound to be converts. Jesus says that the work of evangelism and missions are spread worldwide to cover many nationalities before the end comes. If we do this, thank God we will be taking a part in hastening the return of our Lord. Now, our church, True Life Church, gives liberal support to Far Eastern Bible College by paying for the foreign students that come to study in Singapore. When they graduate, they return to their own country. It will rejoice your heart to know our foreign students are coming from Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, Indonesia, Philippines, China, Korea, India, Sri Lanka, Kenya, Tanzania, Ethiopia. And in the past we have received 4 Japanese girls. And praise God, one of these Japanese girls is married to one of our local pastors and doing a very good work. Also several from the USA. But last but not least, is Errol Stone, who preached from this pulpit not long ago. And he comes from Perth, Australia. 16 countries all together. So our Far Eastern Bible College has become an international Bible college. This gladdens our heart that we are hastening the Lord's return. As I told you, I feel strongly today there is an awakening in the church. The end of the world is tied in with the coming of Christ. But I have not mentioned the other matters mentioned in the Bible just for the sake of emphasis. The matter of earthquake speaks the loudest. But the other things mentioned in the Bible, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to verse 14, that just as we read in the text, are famines and pestilences, false Christs and false prophets, wars and rumors of wars, nations fighting one another. All these are signs of Jesus coming again. But I have touched on the Christian duty, what we must do, not just merely coming to church and say, I have fulfilled my duty. Coming to church, fulfilling the duty, yes. But Jesus expects us all to be active. So may true life heed the Lord's call and participate the more in Malaysian missions such as Kuantan and Kemaman that we are doing now. And when you go there, what do you do? In Kuantan, we are teaching some 30 children in the Sunday school. And you really glad your heart when you see a few of them now believing in the Lord. 4 earthquakes in 3 months. Says we will be closer to the end of the world and the coming of Christ. The Lord can come any time now. Let us be ready. Let us pray. Forgive us of our laziness, Lord, and taking many things for granted. But you expect us all to be active for you. May you bless the congregation today that will decide to do something that will be honorable to you and bring in the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.